The budget session of Parliament began today. On the first of the session, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman tabled the economic survey in the Lok Sabha. The economic survey 2023-24 is projected at real gross domestic product GDP growth of 6.5 to 7% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the survey, domestic growth drivers have supported economic growth in financial year 2023-24 despite uncertain global economic performance. On the inflation front, the Reserve Bank of India expects headline inflation to be 4.5% in the financial year 2025 and 4.1% in the financial year 2026. The International Monetary Fund has projected an inflation rate of 4.6% in 2024 and 4.2% in 2025 for India. The survey highlights that the global trade outlook for 2024 remains positive, with merchandise trade expected to pick up. Finance Minister Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 tomorrow. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in his third term. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Union Budget to be presented tomorrow will set the direction for the journey of the next 5 years and lay the foundation for fulfilling the dream of Viksit Bharat in 2047. Addressing the media outside Parliament today, Mr. Modi said that people have given the verdict in the recent Lok Sabha polls, and now all political parties must come together for the country for the next 5 years. Civil Aviation Minister Kinjarapu Ram Mohan Naidu today assured that there is no shortage of trained engineers and modern equipment in the civil aviation sector in the country. In a written reply in Rajya Sabha, Mr. Naidu said there have been a total of 14 incidents of emergency landings due to technical problems from 2022 till date. The minister added that 57 aircraft management engineering AME training institutes have been approved by DGCA to impart basic maintenance training. He said that the estimated availability from AME training institute is around 3,700 per year, which is sufficient to cater the demand of the Indian civil aviation industry. Meanwhile, the Minister of State for Civil Aviation, Muralidhar Mohal, told the Rajya Sabha that Civil Aviation Minister has constituted a high-level expert committee consisting of structural engineers from IIT Delhi to assess the roof collapse incident at Terminal 1 of Indira Gandhi International Airport in Delhi. He also informed the Airports Authority of India has initiated investigations to determine the root cause of similar incidents at Jabalpur and Rajkot airports. During heavy rain, the forecourt canopy collapsed at Terminal 1D of the IGI airport on the 28th of last month. It resulted in one fatality and injuries to 9 individuals. Government today said that the unemployment rate in the country has been showing a declining trend over the recent years. In a written reply in the Lok Sabha, Minister of State for Labour and Employment, Shobha Karan Laje, said that as per the latest available annual periodic labour force survey reports, the estimated unemployment rate for persons of age 15 years and above was 4.2% in 2020-21, 4.1% in 2021-22, and 3.2% during 2022-23. The Centre today said that the special status to any state is given on certain parameters, and request of Bihar for special category status was denied in 2012. In a written reply to the Lok Sabha today, the Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, said that the request of Bihar for special category status was considered by an inter-ministerial group which submitted its report in March 2012. The IMG came to the conclusion that based on existing National Development Council criteria and the case for special category status for Bihar is not made out. In Asia Cup Women's T20 cricket, host Sri Lanka defeated Malaysia by 144 runs in a Group B match in Dambulla. Opting to bat after winning the toss, Sri Lanka posted 184 for the loss of 4 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, Malaysia were bundled out for a mere 40 runs with just one ball to spare. The government today asserted that there is no evidence of paper leaks in the last 7 years and it is hiding nothing in the alleged NEET UG paper leak case. And that is the end of this news bulletin.